What are your launch day coverage plans? Will you have a review up and ready to go? How's that going to work?
Well, Rockstar's having a review event. They're very protective over their game, so people aren't actually getting the game to play on their own until very, very close to the release.
Okay.
Up until that point, if you want to play the game, you actually have to travel to Rockstar to play the game.
To Edinburgh?
Well, they've got some guys in New York, actually, right?
Okay.
That's where the parent company is located.
Okay.
And then they also have some people that came out here to San Francisco for the local press here, since most of the press and the games is located in San Fran.
Okay.
And so they have just some areas, some hotels they're renting out for journalists to come in and play the game and spend some time with it. And so that's basically what a lot of people are doing right now, is their work day is they go to their office, they check in, and then they go to the hotel room, play the game, and then come back to their office and check out for the day, and then repeat.
So you've got guys who are all over it then?
Oh, yeah. Okay. And as far as our plans, actually we have a really aggressive, well, it depends on, when is this going up?
Oh, my story?
Yes.
It'll go up the launch day.
Okay, then. Well, then, by that time, we actually had Grand Theft Auto Week, which starts next week.
Okay.
Where every day of the week, we're going to have an exclusive look at Grand Theft Auto in a different way.
Okay.
And, Bill, we can send you more details about that. We're going to have an announcement for that on Monday.
Yeah, I'd love to see more. And, I mean, yeah. If there's embargoes, don't worry about that, because I'm not writing anything till launch day.
But we're treating it, we're blowing the game out, we're doing as much as we can. Starting next week on Monday, all the way until the game launches, we have a different feature every single day.
Okay.
Sometimes multiple features, new media, interviews, the whole shebang.
Okay. Can I, you're the editorial manager for IGN, or an editorial manager, or how does that work?
I oversee all games content on IGN.com.
Okay.
That's only IGN.com itself. That doesn't include any of our affiliates like GameSpy or Team Xbox or any of those side things. But anything on IGN.com that falls within the games category is my department.
Okay. Well, that's a huge, huge category.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
I was going to ask how you guys, I mean, you must have team meetings that last forever when you're trying to plot out to coverage for big games like this. How do you plot? How do you plan?
Well, it depends on the size of the game. So this game is huge.
Okay.
So for this particular product, we spent a long time with the senior staff, and we just sat around and discussed it and talked about things we'd like to do, and laid out a loose plan of the best way to cover it. And we also, you know, we're really interactive when it comes to how we relate to our audience.
Okay.
And what we say to them. And so we actually got a lot of feedback from our readers through podcasts and message boards about what they wanted to know about this series and this game.
Okay.
And we incorporated that into our coverage plan. And then just like any coverage plan anywhere, you know, you go to the publisher and you say, these are some things we'd like to do, and are you willing to work with us on this? And sometimes they say yes, and sometimes they say no. And this time we were lucky enough that they said yes for a lot of the things we wanted to cover.
Okay. You guys have a good reputation, too, so I'm sure that helps when you're working with publishers.
We are the biggest video game website out there right now, so that helps.
Well, I check in with you guys all the time. I'm always on IGN checking out the latest, greatest. I've probably been through all of your GTA 4 content.
Do you have a particular channel that you read more often than others?
Well, I'm a huge WoW fan, so I read your PC coverage. I read all the GTA stuff. I love 360 and Xbox Live. So I'm looking forward to anything and everything that you guys have to say about that. Like I said, I've been all through probably every last bit of your GTA 4 content.
That's awesome. If everybody did that, we'd have trillions of hits a day.
Well, one of these days you'll be there. It's probably not too far off. I want to go back real quick to you mentioned well, you're talking to a guy who finished GTA 3 and Vice City on 100%. So, you know, I obviously pay attention to those side missions.
Yeah.
Are there ample side missions? But it's just that the story is so strong that you'll pay more attention to it.
There are side missions.
Okay.
But from everything that I have seen and heard from some of my editors who are actually almost done with the game now, that there's not as much of an emphasis on those as there are the main story. storyline.
Okay.
So while they are there, that you can still do them, and you can still go off and choose to just free roam if you want. It's really all about the story, and it's incredibly long, the story. Probably as long as San Andreas if you roll in.